You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong daring you since 1990, no matter how chilly I get, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up right about now, it'll be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. I know we're only a mere month into this radio obituary year, a month and a couple of weeks now, and we've already got a backlog that is daunting. So I thought tonight's the night to go ahead and dive in and clear out a little bit of the backlog. So let's take a look at the radio obituary statistics at this point in the year as we begin tonight's episode. By the time we wrap up tonight, we will have completed 61 radio obituaries in this radio obituary year. We will have declined 57, and we will have 98 in the backlog. We came into the year with a pretty big backlog, so no one should be shocked by this. But I'm going to keep on plugging at it until we get back to normal. Maybe. So like I said, we're going to start the radio obituaries right now. And I'm going to do it the way that I always do, and that's by reminding you, the listener, to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. That is Quintron the dragon down there playing with a squeak toy, which is better than anything else she's been doing as I have been preparing for this program. So I'm pretty happy about it. Hopefully, you won't mind her little noises, especially as we turn to the initial radio obituary for Margot Guerin, the American singer, songwriter, musician, and lyricist. She's best known for her 1960 song, Sunday Morning. That was a hit for both Spanky and Our Gang and Oliver. Her songs have been recorded by Cass Elliott, Glen Campbell, and many others. She just passed away at 84. It's the initial radio obituary for Margot Guerin right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I'm on my way to Saturday, and I wish you'd come along with me. I'm on my way to Mary B, and I feel like having company. And so I'm on my way to Saturday, and I wish you'd come along with me. I'm on my way to Saturday, where the cherry wine is flowing free. I'm on my way to moonlit skies, and I think I'll stop at paradise, because I'm on my way to Saturday, and I wish you'd come along with me. Today's only Monday, and my worries grow and grow, but soon comes the one day when I'll tell them where to go. I'm on my way to Saturday, and I wish you'd come along with me. I'm on my way to share a kiss with a girl who's interested in this. And so I'm on my way to Saturday, and I wish you'd come along and see how happy we can be. Yep. I'm on my way to Saturday, where I dream I really ought to be. I'm on my way to steal the heart of the girl who's tearing mine apart, because I'm on my way to Saturday, and I wish you'd come along with me. Today's only Tuesday, with the hours dragging on, but soon it's no shoes day, and my cares and woes are gone. I'm on my way to Saturday, where the evening is a melody. I'm on my way to sing a song to the girl who cares to come along. And so I'm on my way to Saturday, and I wish you'd come along and see how happy we can be. Lordy, lordy, how happy we can be. In the carnival, how happy we can be.
Do I
You're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. Quintron the Dragon has moved on to an almond butter jar, so that'll be a whole different bunch of noises you get to hear from her. And we are now in an all-radio obituary episode, as we discussed moments before, in case you missed it. But we're turning now to the post-initial radio obituary for Bob Dole, the American politician and attorney who represented Kansas in the U.S. Senate from 1969 through 1996. He was the Republican leader of the Senate during his final 11 years of his tenure, and that included 3 non-consecutive years as Senate Majority Leader. He was the Republican presidential nominee in the 1996 election and the vice presidential nominee in 1976. Bob Dole just passed away at 98. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. The next radio obituary is for Buddy Merrill, the American guitar player and steel guitar player best known for being a regular on the Lawrence Welk show. He got his first guitar at the age of 8 and soon began performing with his father's band, the Fremont River Rangers. He joined the Lawrence Welk show in 1955, the same year it went national on ABC. He used a Fender Stratocaster for many of his TV appearances, and in 1959 was even featured in a print advertisement for the instrument. He left the Welk Orchestra in 1974, and he went on to devote more time to writing music and recording for Accent Records. Buddy Merrill just passed away at 85. It's the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and the cleanup radio obituary is for Steve Bronski, the Scottish singer and songwriter. He's best known as the co-founder and keyboard player for the group Bronski Beat. They had the singles Small Town Boy and Why. He just passed away at 61. It's the cleanup radio obituary, performing with a Bubbles in the Think Tank favorite as part of the cleanup radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I'd like to tell a little story that's been told time and time again about the foolish men who chase me, my discarded men. They used to tell me they loved me, but I knew better than them. I'd find them looking around the corner, my discarded men. Piercing eyes with a vengeance, tell them to count to ten. They bribed me with their dime, my discarded men. Telephone calls in the evening, they drive me round the bend. Caviar, champagne, and roses from my discarded men. Chase me after a fashion I could never pretend. No substitute for passion, my discarded men. You think you can thrill me? You can think again. Watch out, you might become one of my discarded men. Give a little favor to one of my discarded men. You think you can win me and be my special friend? Just take a tip from the other, my discarded men.
On to the radio obituary for Phil Chen, the Jamaican bassist, who was one of England's most utilized session musicians, playing bass for Jeff Beck and Rod Stewart, among others, during the 1970s and 80s. He just passed away at 75. It's the radio obituary for Phil Chen, starting with one of those songs, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you. toting a pig. Work like a horse, get licks from the boss. Slave driver, that man is a real slave driver. I'm caught and then whipped, and then thrown in a ship. I dig the hard soil, and I sing as I toil. Slave driver, that man is a real slave driver. I try to rebel. I'm flogged to the ground, got bitten by a hound. Slave driver, yes, that man is a real slave driver. I'm crying. I try to escape, but I can't get a break. Now at last I am free from my long misery. Slave driver, that man is a real slave driver. I'm crying.
Let's go.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. We're having an all-radio obituary episode as we turn to the radio obituary for Bob Gill, the American illustrator and graphic designer. He started as a film title designer back in the 1950s, working on several films, until he established his own design studio. He left that work and returned to New York City in 1975 to write and design Beatlemania, the largest multimedia musical up to that time on Broadway. He went on to illustrate children's books, continued to design film titles, and also designed many album covers, including for Apple Corps Records. Bob Gill just passed away at 90. It's his radio obituary, and we're going to listen to the contents inside of some record covers he designed as part of his radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I understand you collect autographs as a hobby, is that right, Mr. Frommert?
Frommert. Basil Frommert.
Frommert.
An old Dutch name.
Oh.
It used to be spelled with an umlaut, but my grandfather dropped that. People kept leaving the umlaut out anyway, so he dropped it.
They do that.
Yeah. I've never had it changed legally or anything like that. We just dropped the umlaut. That's all there was to it.
Well,
we just dropped it.
Didn't want to discuss the umlaut as much as we wanted to talk about your hobby, Mr. Frommert.
Frommert.
Frommert. I understand you collect autographs as a hobby, is that right?
That's right, Bob. I brought my album along with me here.
All right. That certainly is interesting, leafing through it. I'm sorry we don't have a camera so everyone else could see.
See, I have a book with a spiral binding. It's easier to open up and write that way.
Yeah. Well, this first one really is a collector's item, Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, I'm pretty proud of that one myself.
Imagine you had to pay quite a bit to get it, huh?
No, I just walked up to him and asked him to give me his autograph. My wife and I stopped overnight at his motel just outside Cheyenne shortly after I bought this autograph book.
Mm-hmm.
He was really honored to be the first one, and that I asked to sign it. He was quite thrilled about it.
What you're trying to say is that this isn't the same Abraham Lincoln.
Same Abraham Lincoln as what?
It isn't the president.
I thought Nixon was the president.
Let's move along to another one here. This next page, this page three here, that looks like Genghis Khan.
Yeah, he's a kind, nice kid. He delivers the groceries in our neighborhood. He wanted to write his name in my book, and I felt I couldn't very well turn him down, so I let him do it.
How about this next one, Admiral Dewey?
Well, he's not really an admiral. He just holds that office in our lodge. His real name is Fred Dewey. I don't know why he signed it Admiral in the book. He's always putting on airs anyway, that guy.
I think we've seen about enough of your collection, Mr. Frommert.
A lot more here. Another whole album full of briefcase.
Maybe some other time. I don't want to take
up. I didn't get a chance to show you this one from our milkman, John Quincy Adams.
Uh-huh.
Has a nice steady hand, doesn't he?
Yeah, for a man his age.
Yeah.
You just pick these things up and I'll help you to the door, okay?
Look at all the scrolls in this autograph from our janitor, Lord Byron.
Yeah.
When a zither starts to play, you'll remember yesterday. In its haunting strain, Vienna lives again, free and bright and gay. In your mind, a sudden gleam of a half-forgotten dream seems to glimmer when you hear the third man theme. Oh, Once again there comes to mind someone that you left behind. Love that somehow didn't last in that happy city of the past. Does she still recall the dream that rapture so supreme, when first she heard the haunting third man theme?
Carnivals and carousels and Ferris wheels and parasols, a Danube nights, a dancing lights again will shine. Buzz the sweet refrain keeps swirling in your brain like new May wine. Strauss waltzes, candle glow, and the laughter of long ago fill the magic chords and make it seem like today.
You never knew that you could be enchanted by a melody. Years will never drive it out. You don't know why, it's something you can't live without. You hear it in the twilight hush, and in the morning traffic rush, a song that's always new in your heart,
a part of you.
Oh, when a zither starts to play, you'll remember yesterday. In its haunting strain, Vienna lives again, free and bright and gay. In your mind, the sudden gleam of a well-remembered dream shines so brightly when you hear the third man theme.
On to the radio obituary for Pat Martino, the American jazz guitarist and composer. He started playing professionally at the age of 15 after he moved to New York City. He even lived for a period with Les Paul and began playing at jazz clubs such as Small's Paradise. Early in his career, he played with Lloyd Price, Willis Jackson, Eric Kloss, and then he went on to work with jazz organists like Richard Groove Holmes, Don Patterson, Jimmy Smith, and others. Pat Martino just passed away at 77. It's his radio obituary, starting with some chicken content, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Thank you.
Thank you.